This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
This week, WBUR has been airing a special series on Alzheimer's disease called Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's.
Ralph Hergert was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in May of 2009. He's still in the early stages, but the disease affects every aspect of his life. The former Baptist pastor is 64 and lives in Somerville with his wife, Leslie, who's 66.
We've been following Ralph and Leslie through a day in their life this week. For our final visit with them, we join Ralph and Leslie in the evening when Leslie gets home from work.
Hello?
He often doesn't hear me at the door.
Hello?
I have to do that a few times, usually.
I had the dumbest day.
Really?
We hug and kiss. It's not very noisy.
I did expense reports.
Oh.
Then I start dinner, like right away.
The big pot.
Oh, the big pot.
Would you get it down and put water in it?
We used to trade off the cooking, but mostly I cook, he helps, and he cleans up. But I try to leave him alone, because otherwise I bug him. Right?
No, darling. Everything is so beautiful.
Would you pour me wine?
Yes, I would be delighted.
Ralph is a good cook. You were good.
Hey.
Your gougère.
Yeah, well, yes.
That
yes,
was excellent.
That.
He did go through periods of weird food.
Experiment.
Yes, experimenting, that's what I mean.
Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts,
which we are about to receive from thy bounty. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So when I go to New York, the hotel we're staying in is down on Wall Street, and I didn't even think of this. It's like two blocks from Occupied Wall Street. So, I don't know.
What is Occupied Wall Street?
It's these occupation... You know, there are these demonstrations all over. There's one in Boston.
Ah, gotcha.
We used to just talk a lot at dinner. We talk about things that were happening in the world, or like he would say what he did and I would say what I did. And I remember when we were living on Mission Hill, we had a friend staying with us whose husband had left her. And after about a week, she said, "So this is what people talk about at dinner." I'm like, "What?" Because I didn't think it was that big a deal, but we just kind of ramble on.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't do that anymore. So I just ramble on. But I find that hard. I would have a little bread. Thanks. My plan was that I would get to be a better person. That's not working all that well. I actually am more, I'm a little more patient and a lot more accepting. That is true. I still wish it didn't happen, though.
Me too. But there it is. You know, it isn't fair, you know, not to be whiny, but I was a pretty capable guy in terms of thinking. But it robs your ability to be who you used to be. That's the insidious part of it all. It takes away your life is what it is. I mean, the physical stuff is hard enough, but then the loss of what's actually going on in the world. Do I really understand what's going on? You know, and I'm in a relatively moderate circumstance, but the stuff doesn't stop. You know, and it just pisses me off that, you know, that this stuff kind of sneaks up on you. And then my family, my wife, my daughter, you know, there's just going to be a lot of distress sooner or later. I won't remember Leslie. All of that will be gone. Here's the thing. I know what's going on. That's the thing. I know that there are some people who would say, you know, I'm just going to take it off. I can't see myself doing that. I'm a retired Baptist pastor. I've spent a long time talking to people about trying to recognize, you know, hard truths. At this point in my life, I'm in one of those positions. It is what it's going to be. And so I do everything I can do to put away the real difficulty, you know, of the world of Alzheimer's.
That's Ralph and Leslie Hergert at their home in Somerville. Their story was produced by Radio Boston's Dan Mozzie and is part of WBUR's special series, Fade to Darkness, The Age of Alzheimer's. There's much more on the series at WBUR.org.
Monday on Radio Boston, while many states are cracking down on illegal immigration, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee is going the other way. The former Republican Lincoln Chafee on why he supports in-state tuition and driver's licenses for undocumented aliens Monday on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Albert, Dan Mossy, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Gautier Giacomoni and Julia Lasagna.
Tim Skog is our technical director. We've had special help today from Eddie Mazulis.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday. Have a great weekend from Radio Boston.